exercise change.
So in your opinion, how important is it to be clear about what you want to achieve before you get started or get into something?
I'm not too sure about that question because when I first started I had my goals, and my goal was to get a black belt, and then my second goal was to win a German championship, and then my goal was to fight in the national team. So I achieved two out of the three goals, and I kind of lost interest in the third goal. But nowadays I don't really have a goal, because if you do push-ups you can have a number as a goal. If you want to lose weight you can have a number, you can have repetitions, you can time it. But with the exercises I do, there's no point doing 20 if you do the last 10 sloppy.
Sure.
So it's, I really just judge by how you feel,
okay,
your own perception of it, and the journey. Because if you only focus on the end point of the 100 sit-ups, then the other 99 are probably a bit annoying.
Okay.
And you have to kind of learn to understand that journey and enjoy that.
Sure.
Like if I do sweep kicks, I enjoy every single sweep kick. I still count them because that helps as a motivation. So it's a bit of both, I suppose. I'm trying to enjoy the journey, but at the same time have a certain... I do numbers, usually.
Sure.
But that's just to prevent me from slacking down.
Right, okay, so you've got a certain amount that you like to do. I guess it's hard to capture a feeling or feeling good or feeling good about yourself in numbers, but you talked about that before, you know, you do this for health reasons and for the fact that you feel better. Is that almost like an ongoing goal that you're I guess not striving to reach because you're already there, but something that you'd like to maintain, that feeling of well-being?
Yeah, if I practice for 3 hours and I come home and I have terrible knee pain, then I think, oh, what did I do different today?
Okay.
Where are the areas that I've maybe gone wrong? Did I not sleep enough? Did I have rubbish food?
Sure.
Was I maybe a bit too tired? Did I overdo it?
Mm.
So it's a constant process of just x-raying where you could step it up a little bit, I suppose.
Sure, it just comes back to that awareness again, being aware of what's actually going on.
Yeah.
Not just doing it on autopilot.
Yeah, exactly.